one third of the night, he would go out to Jannatul Baqi, he would go out to the Qabristan. فَيَقُولُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ دَارَ قَوْمِ مُؤْمِنِينَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing he would do is he would make salam to the abodes or the people that are buried there. So he would address them with these words. The first thing we learn is when we enter Qabristan, we must make salam. The salam is such a beautiful thing that it is the greeting of the people of the dunya. It is the same greeting that is used to greet the people that have passed away. And this salam will be the same greeting of Jannah too. Such a beautiful greeting Allah Pak has given us, this greeting of salam. Therefore, salam is a thing we should try and make it in full. Even when we're typing on the phone, email we're sending a WhatsApp message, don't just put the SLM. Because this is a salam, it's a full greeting. So the person should send it full. He should be happy to send it. Here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to the deceased also, he's saying the full salam. He's not just saying salam. He's saying, Assalamu alaikum dara qawmi mu'mineen. So therefore, salam is something that we should say it full, and we should encourage saying salam. Salam when we're entering our homes, salam when we're leaving our home, salam when we're meeting somebody, and we should say the salam in the full proper manner. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would address the people and said, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, the abode of the believers. Wa ataakum ma tu'adun qaddan mu'ajjalun, that has been promised to you tomorrow has already reached you. What you have been promised tomorrow is going to come to you, it has already reached you. And today it is being promised for us tomorrow. And for them, what has been promised tomorrow has already reached them. So this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing them. Now there is also a message for those that are living that tomorrow is coming. So you also prepare for this maqam and this abode. Wa inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqun. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, speaking to these people, that insha'Allah bikum lahiqun, that verily, insha'Allah, through the permission or with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will also meet you. So this is the next thing a person does. He makes salam, then he says these words, wa inna insha'Allah bikum lahiqun. Allahumma ghfir li ahli baqi al-gharqad. And the third thing we should do now is make dua for those people that are buried there. So here the dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the people of baqi al-gharqad. Gharqad, as I mentioned, is a thorny tree. It used to grow in that vicinity. So it became, the place became known as baqi al-gharqad. That this Jannatul Baqi was known as Baqi al-Gharqad. Therefore, in Hadith, many places you'll find these words coming. It actually referring to Jannatul Baqi. Today's Hadith and Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, kan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'allimuhum idha kharaju ilal muqabiri yaqulu qailuhum. Hazrat Buraydah radiallahu anhu mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would teach them that when you go out to a Qabristan, you should say, the person going, he should say, Assalamu alaikum ahla al-diyari minal mu'mineen wal-muslimin. Again, starting with salam. Assalamu alaikum ahla al-diyari, all the people of the Qabristan, from minal mu'mineen wal-muslimin, from the believers and from the Muslims. Wa inna insha'Allahu bikum lahiqun. Next thing, that tomorrow, verily, we will meet up with you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. As'alullaha lana walakum al-afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, afiyat, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you also, afiyat. Afiyat is such a beautiful thing, it encompasses everything. Wala Ashwari Tanvi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, the dua that he used to make most was the dua for afiyat. Because when a person has got afiyat, it will mean mental afiyat, peace of mind, spiritual afiyat, it will mean spiritually having this peace and having this contentment. It will have monetary afiyat, as far as person's wealth is concerned, he's got sufficient, that he's got no stress there. As far as his health is concerned, he's got afiyat. As far as his ta'alluq and relationship with his family is concerned, he's got afiyat. Every aspect of life, this afiyat covers. So therefore, afiyat is a great thing. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling them that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, and for you also, afiyat. So such a great thing, afiyat, is it helps to save from the azab of the qabr. It helps a person in this dunya. It helps him in every walk of life. The people are all complaining about stress, etc. So the thing that we should do and we should read and recite is this dua. It's easy dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Or if you don't know, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking you for pardon and then we're asking you for afiyat. Anyway, we'll do one short hadith, one more. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, قال مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبور المدينة نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام passed by some قبرز المدينة الشريف فأقبل عليهم بوجهه. This was the أخلاق of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he passed by these قبرز, he turned towards them full faced, he faced them, he didn't just walk past and make dua or something, but he faced them out of respect and adab. When you're greeting somebody, you should face that person. Not that you're just shooting past that person and you're just saying salam. But face them with respect and adab. So ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam faced his qubur and he said, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. Peace be upon you, O the dwellers of this qubur. Yaghfiru Allah lana wa lakum. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to forgive you. Another thing we learn from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that don't forget yourself in du'a. You're making du'a in the qabr also. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا. May Allah forgive us and forgive you. In the previous hadith, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat and Allah grant you afiyat. So Allah person making du'a there at the qabrstan, don't forget his own self. Tomorrow I'm going to be in need of these things. So therefore makes du'a for oneself also. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَنْتُمْ سَلَفُونَا وَنَحْنُ بِالْآثَارِ. That you have preceded us and we are following in your footsteps. Where you have preceded us, we are following in your footsteps. Where you were yesterday, we are there today. And where you are tomorrow, and where you are today, tomorrow we are going to be there. So another thing we learn from this is that we should make dua. Allah mentions that the minimum a person should read at the qabr, it's at the qabrstan, when he's there, should read once, and Surah Ikhlas 3 times. That's the minimum he can do. And then another masla we learn from them, so Surah Fatiha 1, 3 times, Surah Ikhlas, it's easy. The other duas, inshallah, tomorrow we mention more. But for today, this is enough. The minimum he should do is read this. And other thing we learn from here is that it is permissible to make dua facing the qabr. Very often people don't know the masla, so they think that is not permissible. But when a person goes for Umrah, etc., now when he's there at the Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know that it's difficult, person faces the qabr. So there's 2 views. Some scholars say just to avoid even the thought of shirk, or the surat creating the impression of shirk, it is better to face the qibla. So therefore you find that the guards, etc., they'll encourage a person to turn around and face qibla. So then in that situation, we should turn around, face qibla, it will be better to face the qibla. But there is gunjayish, there is permission for a person, so long as the aqidah is correct, that he can face the qabr also and make dua if he wants to make dua. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.